Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at our top news at week's end. And the latest economic news, again, very disappointing. The unemployment rate in this country skyrocketing to its highest level in more than 25 years. The latest statistics from the Labor Department released on Friday show the unemployment rate in February was 8.1%. That's a jump of 0.5% from January and the highest rate since December of 1983. Last month, the economy shed 651,000 jobs, and the jobs were spread out over a wide section of the economy. The only job additions were seen in the government, education, and health services sectors. In conjunction with the release of the latest dismal job numbers, lawmakers on Capitol Hill held a hearing. And one of the key questions for Keith Hall, the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, asked when was the last time we've seen jobless numbers this bad.
Never. We've never had four straight months of job loss in the excess of 600,000.
But as bad as the numbers are right now, could we be turning a corner relatively soon? That's what New York Democratic Congressman Carolyn Maloney wanted to know from Mr. Hall.
So are there any indications that job losses will stop accelerating or slow anytime soon?
I'd have to say the answer is probably no right now.
But the Congresswoman also asked Mr. Hall if there are any bright spots in this latest jobs report.
There are very few bright spots, if any, in this report. Labor market weakness is deep and broad across all industries and all demographic groups.
A lot of economic concern right now, a lot of policy ideas being thrown about. On the GOP side of this congressional hearing, Texas Congressman Kevin Brady says he wants the Obama administration to deal more aggressively with the weak financial institutions.
The administration needs to produce a clear and effective plan to deal with the toxic asset problem of the banks soon, if the economy is to have a reasonable prospect of a timely recovery.
Brady was on the Dateline program earlier this week to discuss the issue of the budget, which he says is bloated and way too many tax increases included on the American people. But for his part, the President of the United States says he is dealing aggressively with the economic woes. That was the message Obama delivered in Columbus, Ohio on Friday.
This country has never responded to a crisis by sitting on the sidelines and hoping for the best. I know that throughout our history, we have met every great challenge with bold action and big ideas.
Obama was speaking to a group of Columbus, Ohio police cadets, and he says without the recently passed stimulus package, those cadets would have lost their jobs and not been able to have been hired to the Columbus police force. Obama says this economic stimulus plan that's only been in effect for a couple of weeks will do great things to help our economy.
Altogether, this recovery plan will save and create over 3.5 million American jobs over the next 2 years.
Meanwhile, Congress has approved a stopgap spending measure to avert a government shutdown. The measure funds the federal government into the middle of next week. Government funding would have stopped over the weekend without legislation to continue the funding at current levels. The continuation was approved by the House after earlier concurrence by the Senate. The scurrying became necessary because a massive funding bill is stalled in the Senate. That measure, totaling roughly $410 billion, would fund the federal government through September. But it's stuck right now in a dispute over several billion dollars in earmarks that fund some lawmakers' pet projects. Republicans also say that there needs to be less increase in spending at a time when America is so strapped by deficit spending. Meanwhile, stocks closing mixed on Friday with the Dow up slightly, avoiding the bloodbath seen on Wall Street Thursday. Despite the jobless numbers released on Friday, the Dow gained 33 points to 6627, the NASDAQ off 6 to 1294, the S&P 500 up 1 point to 683. In other news, President Obama poised to sign an executive order Monday lifting the 8-year limits on stem cell research. Senior advisors confirmed that the event will take place, but will not confirm the details within the executive order. The limits on embryonic stem cell research were imposed during the Bush administration when he allowed federal funds to be provided for research on existing stem cell lines, but not fund the additional destruction of life. On the international stage, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton taking a line from White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel and saying that the current economic crisis also provides an important opportunity for the United States and the world.
Never waste a good crisis. And when it comes to the economic crisis, don't waste it when it can have a very positive impact on climate change and energy security, and that's what we're trying to do.
Speaking in Geneva, the Secretary of State also vowing to improve U.S. relations with Russia, which turned a bit frosty in the later years of the Bush administration.
A process that we know will take time, but I think we had a very productive meeting of the minds on the range of issues that we will be addressing.
And a couple of diplomatic embarrassments for the Obama team late this week. On Friday, Hillary Clinton presented her Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov a symbolic reset button as a sign of her desire to improve U.S.-Russian relations. However, the word, which the U.S. thought meant reset, actually meant overcharge. That follows on the heels of Barack Obama giving British Prime Minister Gordon Brown 25 DVDs of American movies as his gift to the Prime Minister. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, our end-of-the-week fun with the Capitol Steps. We'll take a look at the very disturbing case against U.S. Army Captain Roger Hill. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, more analysis of the Obama healthcare agenda. Stay tuned.